It was almost offhand, an objection by Sussex County Councilmember Sam Wilson, who said he would not vote a $100 grant for a program sponsored by the NAACP. The reason? Its inclusion of the phrase "for the advancement of colored people," which Wilson said was a sign of discrimination. Fellow Councilmember Vance Phillips followed suit, and that has set off a firestorm. This week, the NAACP and its supporters showed up at a council meeting to denounce the remarks and demand an apology. Among them was Richard Smith, president of the Delaware State Chapter of the NAACP, who said during our interview that Phillips did reach out to him by email. But we begin with his reaction.
Really surprised, because for some reason is that in this day, and the way the state of Delaware is changing, and the way that people of color, of all colors, is moving in all three counties, to go down that lower county that basically is a county council that basically represents Milford, which is about 47% Afro-American, and other towns like Brisbane and stuff like that, to have them make statements the way they did was very shocking, with a lot of those folks down there and being a member of the NAACP with us.
So what struck me was the fact that this year marks the 60th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision, Brown versus Board of Education, that ordered the desegregation of schools, in particular in Delaware.
Well, I just went to a freedom dinner in Milford, Delaware with the Milford 11, a couple young ladies from the Milford 11. We was talking about going to the TV show the NAACP have up in Wilmington and talk about it. But it's a shame that two county councilmen, I guess, one's in their 60s or 70, one's almost in their 80s, bring evil and racism back in the forefront. So I was really shocked. So, you know, I have many groups that came up to me and said they were staying with me and stuff. And what we decided to do is not go down there and just pick a fight. Let the fight come to us. And they seem today to still trying to bring the fight to us. And they sent me an email asking me to come, Councilman Phillips asked me to come to his farm and break bread with him. And he had teach me about equality and civil rights.
He said this after your appearance?
Yes. He said it was an email that I had.
What do you think he meant?
I don't know, because, you know, it's hard. It's hard for a person who's a bigot or a racist to change their spots. And I asked them, I told them yesterday that they need to go to diversity class and get some classes on how to live with people and how to get along with people and stuff.
Now, the history of the NAACP does reach back to about 1909, and it has been at the forefront of a number of civil rights struggles.
I can't understand, like I told them, I said, we have Republicans on the history of Delaware that was Pete DuPont, Mike Castle, Evans, Mayor Hassler, all go back, Copeland, Charlie Copeland, who's the chairman right now, that was a part of and lifetime member of NAACP, and they was conservative. And we also went to the point that when the farmers were doing bad, we was helping the farmers from Delaware across the United States.
So where do you think this attitude comes from?
I think that it's embedded. I think this is the county I'm talking about is the biggest county supposed to be in the United States, Sussex County in Delaware. And it's basically a rural area. But what's happened is that folks coming from D.C., Virginia, and they're coming from New York and stuff, and they moving into Sussex County. So the county is changing. And this little group of people who don't want to change is fighting everything.
Are you hopeful? I mean, what do you expect next?
It's going to be a long fight, because what we did is awaken the people in the different little towns and stuff, in the different little cities down there. And when we hope to have a voter registration, we hope to do some more stuff, and we're going back to the planning table with our coalition partners and decide what we're going to do next.
Richard Smith is president of Delaware NAACP, and he appeared before the Sussex County Council protesting the remarks by two council members who said they believed the organization was discriminatory because it had the phrase "for the advancement of colored people" in its name. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.